none surpass penetrating and perfect truth, we seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad helpless. Now we can see it here, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the word is truth, one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. I met with some people yesterday who came out to look at our property. They're from the Nisqually Land Trust, and they're helping us with conserving our property, protecting it for the future. They've been working from home, and they're telling me how much they miss just being able to get together with other people in normal ways at the present time. Just like in the normal office environment, they're working from home almost all the time, as so many people are. And they're going long periods of time without seeing one another at all. And many, many people are in that situation. I guess you could say that we're a social animal, and that's true enough. But of course, we don't tend to miss very much the people who really dislike us. The people we tend to miss are the people who love us and the people who we love. So I think this is more about love than anything else. And it's about loneliness and love. I've sometimes talked about my experiences with loneliness when I first moved up to the Northwest from Shasta Abbey and left my teacher and fellow monks behind. And especially when I moved on to this property, initially I was alone almost all the time, except for a couple hours a week I was alone with my dog. And for a few years, I experienced, each fall, I experienced a pang of loneliness that would last off and on for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. I've also talked a little bit about the fact that at a certain point, I realized that that loneliness had simply transformed into aloneness with the eternal, and I didn't feel the pang of loneliness anymore. Although my external situation had not changed very much, if at all. You could say I was just adapting to the situation, and I think that's true enough. But I think the religious understanding of it, the explanation I was given at the time, that there was a kind of conversion happening in which the loneliness, the pang of loneliness, was transforming into a sense of comforting, consoling aloneness with the eternal is the deeper and truer explanation of what was happening. Perhaps I was very fortunate. I feel that I was very fortunate. I still know loneliness at times. I think that's very human. And when I feel a pang of simple, unalloyed, uncomplicated loneliness at times, it can very easily trigger, especially if I'm very still with it, it can trigger a longing, interestingly enough, not for man and for human love, but for the eternal. Just the longing for the eternal. And I'm reminded of that wonderful scripture that we recite so often on festival days here. We'll be reciting it again today, I believe. The scripture on the immeasurable life of the Tathagata that talks about the Buddha, although present, not appearing to us, so that longing will be stirred in our hearts. There's something very purifying about that simple, clean longing for the eternal. Like all our other desires can coalesce into that if we sit still with desire of any kind. I don't think that longing is at all fundamentally different from just the longing for love. I think at the root that's exactly the same thing. Although it's not true to say that love is God, it is true to say that God is love. And as Reverend Master put it, love beyond our wildest dreams. It's interesting how human company and human reassurance can actually sometimes get in the way of this process of which I'm speaking, if we're not careful. It is so easy to derive comfort and to give comfort to other human beings, derive from and to give to. We have to be willing to be very still and to look up towards the eternal with our hearts, with our whole being, to allow our varied desires to quietly coalesce into that one simple, pure flame of longing. And that longing is not just desire, it's love. It is the love of the eternal, rising up within us from the eternal, towards the eternal, back to the eternal in us, the eternal in the universe. The gift of the light of the Lord is everywhere. The palace of the Buddha nature is within ourselves. That which is of the eternal, recognizing the eternal, longing for the eternal, bowing to the eternal. And receiving then the receiving back the consolation and reassurance from the eternal. It's a cycle, and everything we are and everything we have is part of that cycle. Loneliness is not a bad thing that needs to be eradicated. It's another thing to train with.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.